And just like that, we're back. Welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people, and we've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Married at First Sight, San Diego, Season 15, Episode 4, Recap.
Yeah, it only took four episodes this time for us to get through all the weddings. But before we get to the final wedding, let's go ahead and start with Kristen and our guy, Mitch the Bitch.
The real Mitch is starting to come out, isn't it? I still think he wants Kristen's mom, though.
Oh, yeah.
When they had, you know, when they had breakfast, he's like, God, can I swap?
You know, he said... Didn't he say that he gets to know women looking their best? You know, when he's first getting to know a woman, he's accustomed to seeing her looking her best first. But then he thought Kristen was too made up during the wedding. Is he confused or am I confused? I was a little taken aback by that comment from him.
I think he's confused. And I think what he was, it maybe came out badly because I think what he was saying is normally when you're first dating, you're seeing a person at their best. It's not like, hey, I'm Mitch. Let's go sleep in a hotel room together and see the real us.
Right.
Right. And so, like, you normally don't do that day one in most cases. So I think maybe that's what he was referring to. But I could feel that could be kind of weird. You know, you got your own night routine. I mean, imagine if you slept with what's the little masks? you know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Sleep apnea machines.
Yeah.
Right? Just imagine if you did. I mean, you know, you're not like day one meeting somebody. By the way, I have a sleep apnea machine. You know,
by the way, I've got my Darth Vader mask all that to put on.
Yeah, imagine having to break that out on day one. It could be a lot of pressure. So I totally get it. What made me laugh about this episode, Kristen is so desperate to be married. She will do anything to make it work.
Yeah.
She will convert and do whatever Mitch says to try to make it work. And I think there's going to be a whole lot of drama, but she will conform to whatever he says.
You know, you're right, but they were so awkward together. It was just the two of them. They were so awkward. And you can tell because he's just not into her. And we know this. We can see that he's just not that into her. He's more into her mom. And yeah, she's trying to conform because she's, I just want to be married. Well, they get to meet the families the next morning, right? And I always hate when people do this. But what are your intentions with my daughter? I married her. What else do you want? I did much more than anybody else has ever dated her before. What do you mean, what are my intentions? Yes. Don't ask me a stupid-ass question like that. I'd be up and out of there immediately. Like, what do you mean, what are my intentions?
Yeah, I hate that. I hate that question. Because what do you expect someone to say? Well, my intention is, you know, take her out, have a couple cocktails, hopefully get lucky. But nice to early. Let's see what happens. Like, what are you guys someone's going to really say? You know, but I think Mitch's family were trying to warn Kristen about Mitch and his brutal honesty.
Yeah.
And something tells me Kristen is a little sensitive and that brutal honesty is going to sting just a little bit.
You know what I do like, though? I like how she controlled the conversation when she sat down with them, though. I mean, she started strong. Like, she asked them the question first. Like, all right, so what do you have any questions for me? And then they asked the question. She answered it. And she gave an answer. That she ended her answer with another question. It just felt like, you know, when some people sit down to be interviewed and they all of a sudden control the interview, that's what it felt like when she was sitting with them. Like, she's accustomed to being in charge in a workplace environment. And that's kind of like what it was there. Because I was like, damn, I thought this was usually going to be the other way around. But
yeah, no, that, I think that's good. That's probably a good. That could be why they match those two, because Mitch doesn't have that. So I think that's great. But Mitch and his religion is going to be the problem. You know, for him to get upset about not wanting to do the poppers.
Yes.
And not with help. I'm like, dude, you are just that. You're going to be that annoying. And I'm not knocking. If you're an environmentalist, I get it. But it's the honeymoon.
Yeah.
On the hill down.
He killed all the excitement that they had about where they were going on their honeymoon because, oh, well, I just don't know about those poppers. I guess I'm just hanging on the beach and I just don't look at it. It's not good. And then he hops his ass on a plane to go to the honeymoon. Wait a minute. I'm surprised he didn't suggest the sailboat. I mean, I'm sure that plane was way more dangerous and way more destructive to the environment than the damn poppers.
Well, true, but it's like you can't be... You look at all this shit that Greta, what, Thornburg or whatever got, and she actually got a boat and sailed to go to some of these speaking engagements instead of flying. I get it, but she's young. Mm-hmm. Some point she's going to have to, she might marry somebody, and you can't assume that they're going to be that gung-ho about all that.
Right.
So Mitch's expectations are just so out there. Maybe he buried himself into this environmentalist thing because no one likes him.
Yeah.
And so this is what I'm good at. And so I'm going to just go all in. Who knows?
Which is why when he came out and said that he has been celibate for a year and a half, absolutely nobody was surprised. No, we're like, only a year and a half?
But here's what's funny. I bet it's been a year and a half, but I bet he can count on two hands how he almost had an opportunity, but Mitch said something stupid and messed it up.
As we move on to Lindy and Miguel, you know, first of all, let's just go ahead and address the elephant in the room. Apparently, I'm getting my shows mixed up because I could swear I heard her say at one point or another that she was a virgin, right? And as a lot of folks pointed out in last week's episode, no, she hasn't. She's had the one-night stands and all this stuff. All right, cool. So just wanted to get that out of the way. And then somebody should also have told her brother that too, but we'll get to that in a little bit. First... we'll get to them in a minute. But first... Lindsay in a whole panic attack, waiting and seeing Miguel cringing about it is kind of like, you see where the problems are going to be with these two, because Miguel is so low key and she's just like high strung. She can't find her pajamas. She's like, how about it? And he's like, oh, Jesus, please, really? Is this? I would have been out the door already if this was not a marriage. And I'm like, all right, Miguel, we see you don't put up with a lot of shit either.
But I mean, it is concerning, right? She's kind of a spaz, and you're like, why are you freaking out? And then the more she explains it,
it's great.
But then, like, she kept talking, and you see Miguel just like, and I'm like, goodness, I don't know if I could deal with all that talking. But she's just a little bit of a spaz, and the whole travel thing, like, that couldn't work for me because, yeah, that whole how she flips, I'm like, you need to calm it down. You know, flight leaves at 6. As long as we're at the security line by 5:15, we're good.
But to her credit, she knows that's her thing, right? And she acknowledges how calm he is and says, it's great that they matched us because you're going to help me deal with these situations because this is where I have a problem. So at least half of the problem is acknowledging it. That's halfway to the solution. Acknowledging where the problem is, recognizing that he's going to be there to help her. So I like the fact that she even acknowledged it.
That's great that she acknowledged it, but I think what she was doing was like, I need to let you know something. You're about to deal with some shit.
And when we travel, about me.
Oh boy. When we travel, it's going to be something. I need snacks. You need to keep snacks on you at all time because you know when you're going to eat. You're traveling. I'm just like, where has she traveled to? And like, by what means of transportation? Is she like... horse and carriage from Florida to California?
Because when her blood sugar gets low.
She gets hangry. That's what it sounds like. I'm like, yeah. And I can relate. Lindy, I relate to that.
Well, what I couldn't relate to is when they sat down with the parents the next day. And, you know, Lindy's family, especially her mom, wanted to have the sex conversation. Which was, okay, mom's going to ask the question. I'm just like, okay, that's kind of wild. The mom's going to do it. But, and the only thing I can think of is imagine what happens when they find out about these one night stands that Lindy has had. Because apparently they know absolutely nothing about it. Well, you know, you should get to know somebody even though you're married. A marriage doesn't really begin until you know someone in the eyes of the Lord.
That whole thing, people are sick. You know, they're just sick. I'm like, why, out of all the things you could talk about, this is what you go to not once, but twice.
Yes.
You know, let that go. But did you catch that the brother also said, Lindy, she can be a little crazy. Mm-hmm. She's out there. And so I'm like, the brother's trying to warn her, like, dude, don't sleep with her because you're going to have a stage 4 clinger on your hands.
I think he's already got a stage 3 clinger with the brother, because the brother, I like how Miguel handled the brother, though, because the brother was, he felt so invasive, right? Like, and I get it, you know, it's his little sister, but he's just like, the way he keeps doing it, you know, about my little sister, I'm like, all right, we know, you're the older one. It's cool. All right, we don't need to hear it over and over and over again. We get it. But at the same time, mm-hmm. you're trying to talk to me, your sister's husband, about sex with her. You don't think that's a little weird, bro?
Yeah. But I mean, why couldn't Miguel just say that, hey, can I just say something? I really don't feel comfortable having this conversation. I mean, we're talking about your sister, now my wife. Mm-hmm. So maybe later on we get to know each other, we can go down this path, but I don't really feel comfortable with this question right now.
You know what? That would have been a great response, because, you know, speaking of not knowing each other, we don't know each other enough to have this conversation.
Yeah. Yeah. And just kind of just put it out there. And hopefully that put the brother on blast, be like, my bad. I did kind of cross the line there. But yeah. Still, stop worrying about your sister's goods.
Speaking of that, too, when Lindy sat down with Miguel's family, kudos to her. For, again, and I got to say, these people are handling it a lot better than I would if I was sitting in their shoes, right? Because Miguel's sister would not have liked my response to her stupid astrological sign comment. Like, well, you know, about the two signs, they just, you know, they just never work out. Shut up. This is why you're not a matchmaker.
Yeah. I said, you know, that's a really good point. That's good feedback. I also find that people that base their relationship choices on astrology normally are just miserable people. I'm sure that's not applying to you, though, you know, but just my experience.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm just like, this is so dumb. But I've had it. I'm a Scorpio. I've had people be like, oh, you're a Scorpio. Nope. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, I don't know what one Scorpio did to you, but don't assume all of us are that bad.
Mm-hmm.
But the sister was drilling her pretty hard and then asking her about the debt, which at first I was like, how dare you? You know, that's kind of personal. But then when I heard Lindsay's response, I'm looking at Lindsay like, how dare you?
Yeah, don't say that to them.
You're working. Yeah. No, I'm just thinking of the fact that Lindy is this free spirit. I kind of work part time. You know, first she's a doctor at the wedding, but now she's a physical therapist. She works part time and has a lot of student debt, when you could work full time and help pay off some of that student debt. That doesn't make sense.
But at the same time, she said to him, even though I know she's trying to reassure him, like, it's all in my name. It won't be your debt. No, your debt is now our debt. So I wouldn't fault her sister for saying that, especially once you find out later on the history in there and the people have tried to get him to take care of them. And so she's like, yeah, but because it did seem like a very invasive question at first. But then I understand why she asked. Like, you know,
right.
He's got money. He's good. Hope you're not here to just get somebody to take care of your debt for you. And then we find out, oh, guess what? She has a shitload of debt. Well, okay.
And is not doing anything about it. She's working part-time.
But she did tell him, don't worry, I've got this covered. It means now you're going to have to cover everything else.
No, don't worry. It's cool. It's all cool. No, now you working part-time. It's not. Miguel likes that drive and ambition, and I can relate to that. Yeah. And so that would probably, I think that could be a challenge for them. If he's wants somebody that has that hustle about them, and to me, Lindy doesn't have that.
Well, she said she does. Well, you know, I'm driven. I've got this garden hose to put this building up. The building's on fire. Yeah. I've got this garden hose. It'll do it.
Yeah. Nope. It's not going to happen at all.
Stasha and Nate, they get ready. And we see them the next morning. But he was not ready for her, what's your expectation of a wife question?
Well, I thought it was funny because I was looking at Twitter while that was going on. And they're just like, I don't really want to sit here and listen to these mixed people problems.
Yes.
I was just like, but I get it, right? I mean, I don't get it because I'm not mixed, but I know people who are. Mm. And so what they were talking about was real stuff. Mm. And I'm just like, so that's what you want out of a wife, is someone to reassure you of your blackness, is what I got out of that message. And when I'm having doubts, I need you to re-encourage me that. That's what I got from that. But I thought that was I thought that was just interesting.
Yeah, but though, I mean, again, it's one of those things where you see their upbringing, the parts of their childhood that they can relate, and you see why they kind of match them in that sense, and you know, not just because they look good on paper and look good in a picture. Not because they look good like paper.
Yeah.
They look like resume paper together.
Yes.
But it was really interesting to see him try to get vulnerable with her. She's like, oh, yeah, well, you know, I went through something similar to...
Stasia was saying that, yeah, I went through that too, but I got to a point where I said, you know what? I don't give a damn what anybody thinks.
Right.
And I'm just going to be, and that's what probably been her drive and motivation. Mm-hmm. And maybe that can rub off on Nate. Mm-hmm. So I can definitely see that. I did think that I don't knock people who cry, and men should be able to cry.
Yes.
But I just find it interesting that you're about to sit across from three women. And I was like, okay, you got to break out the tears. I'm like, good strategy, Nate.
Yeah, it worked, didn't it?
You know, that'll kind of shut all that
it worked.
That interrogation down.
It worked. They yeah. were like,
yeah,
he's got emotions.
Yeah, well, because I'm curious to see when they get to deeper into each other's financials. Because him being a day trader, mm-hmm. I know people who are day traders part time. That just means a couple hours out the day they move some stock, but they're not making money. Mm-hmm. But they still have a full time job.
Right.
So I'm just wondering where he's at with that, but. What I didn't like is when Stasia was with Nate's dad and Nate's mm-hmm. friend. And Nate's friend, you know, asking her about how much she works and all that. And he's like, well, what if, you know, how do you plan to keep doing that, especially if you have children? Like, men got to stop assuming women can't hustle mm-hmm. and ball.
Right.
And be pregnant and have kids. They got to stop assuming that. You can't say, well, what are you going to do when you have children?
Right.
Like, she's supposed to stop. She can totally keep being successful and be a mom. But guys just got to stop saying that crap.
Exactly. And the fact that they're like, well, would you work less? Because I mean, I get it. Because she said 10 to 15 hours a day, right? And I understand. When you're single and you're grinding on your own and you're just like, hey, I'm pushing forward, you'll work the craziest hours because it's like, hey, this is where my focus is. But then you get in a relationship and your focus kind of shifts naturally in order for it to work. She's going to have to shift some of that time mm-hmm. around. But to say to her, just like from the get, well, what if he wants you to cut back on some of that time and spend that time? I'm like, I kind of see why you would ask that. But at the same time, somebody who's that driven to be successful and wants this relationship, you're going to assume that they're going to mm-hmm. want to try and spend that time to make it happen. They know that it's going to take some time and it's going to take a little sacrifice in there. And it's not a bad question. I just thought the way they asked it was kind of, it felt kind of, well, you're going to have time for him. And then, oh, don't break my son's heart. Like, look, tell him don't screw up. That's what y'all need to do. Because what he's got is, he's got a woman that's older than him, that's more established than him,
yeah.
that is going to be carrying and taking care of him. Because he's still got some catching up to do. Because like you said, he's a day trader. He's already bankrupted one business, you know. So I was kind of looking for that reaction from her mom when he said that, and her mom didn't really have one, she's like, oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
But the thought is going in her mind, well, Stasha's not really going to like that too much. But this is why she's having that post-nup. And that's yeah. why the mom didn't say shit. She's like, this should be yeah. interesting conversation when that post-nup comes up.
Yeah. No, no. I mean, I watched that, and I'm watching Nate's body language. I'm just like, this dude's lying. Like, there's more to this day trading story and more to this bankrupted business that he's leading on. Mm-hmm. He's lying. There's something that's there. So I can't wait for Stasia to find that out. But help me understand, why were the camera crew filming this shower porn scene for so long?
So, okay. So I'm glad that you saw it like I saw it. Because literally my note says the soft porn shower scene would have been so much better and believable if it didn't seem so scripted. It felt like I was watching 5.5 weeks, not 9.5 weeks.
Yes, yes. And I literally said that. I'm like, filming softcore shower porn. That's the note. That's the bullet I put down. So we're aligned, my brother.
Make sure you catch her
yeah,
leg.
I was just like, okay, yeah, they're in the shower. And it was almost like they both liked it because they knew the camera was on.
Yeah. You know, I'll tell you what it reminds me of. It reminds me, when's the last time you've done a couple's photo shoot? So that was my response to prior to meeting my wife. Okay, and after getting married, I've done you know the couples and the family photo shoots. You know how you asked about the matching pajamas, red and black lumberjack. So the thing about when you do these pictures, and they're like, all right, do this, and it's going through the wedding. You remember when they're watching us get dressed, and like, all right, well, pose this way, do this. You know, yeah. That's. All I could hear watching that scene was, all right, now smile, look up and smile. No, look to this corner of the shower. No, put your head next to hers. Put your cheek to her cheek. You know, grab her leg.
That's what you heard. All I heard was the cameraman's like, yeah, now grab her ass. Pull her hair a little bit. Yeah, you like that, don't you? Who's a dirty girl? We get you clean. Who's a
dirty? Yeah. I mean, again, it's, you know, maybe some of the women watching that were like, oh, that's sexy. Because again, we're not the actual target audience, right? We're guys watching this. And there are other men watching this. But at the same time, this is directed to women. So, ladies, what do you, did that scene scream sexy to you or did it scream scripted to you? Because as you can tell, to both Terrell and I, it screamed scripted penthouse, penthouse playmates?
Mm-hmm. Well, here's the deal. Like, I've showered with someone before, mm-hmm. and it didn't look anything like that.
Mm-mm.
You know, they didn't pan down to see his legs, like, shaking to make sure he doesn't slip and was just in the shower. You know, but it didn't look anything like that. But more power to him. And if that's what the lady's like, I'd love to hear what they thought of it. Like, was it too much or was it, hey, this was great? I thought it was a bit much. And I know I'm making myself sound like this old man clutching my pearls watching this softcore porn. I just thought it was a bit much for them to keep filming. It's one thing to like film, oh, they're about to do it in the shower. Cool. And then they just kind of keep rolling. Keep rolling.
I'm just glad they didn't show more of Nate. I'm glad. Thank you very much. Appreciate it. So they went down to the feet and made sure they just showed hers, her yeah. well manicured toes instead of covering up his. Like, yep, we always thank you. It was so well scripted. I will say that. That was very well done. I will say that.
Yeah.
Can you imagine if they did that with Alexis and Justin as we move on to these two? how that would look.
Well, I mean, I guess couldn't do that with Justin because he'd wind up clogging up the drain.
Oh, my God.
Turn into a shower, into a bath.
Oh. Man, I know you saw the comments on Twitter because first thing I thought when they came on the screen was that Alexis and Justin should keep his shirt on for every confessional. Every confessional. Don't ever shoot another scene without your shirt on, bro.
Hey, man needs to do some push-ups. Let him alone. He play ball. He's retired. You let him
alone. He did not play ball. Don't let him lie to you. He did not play ball.
So, yeah, I mean, I saw that. But, like, watching Justin, it's like he is obsessed with Alexis. Mm-hmm. I mean, he is just obsessed with her. And then he tells her, yeah, I watched you sleep last night. How creepy is that?
Yeah. You know, it's, he falls hard, he falls fast. I mean, now granted, when she woke up, and that's the problem, because she's trying to reassure him, right? And so she tells him, and she wakes up in this love state the next morning still. So, because remember, we thought it was the alcohol talking the night before, right? But she wakes up in this love state still. But then as he's trying to match her energy, he doubles and triples and quadruples it. I watched you sleep. Yeah, that's a bit weird, bro.
Yeah.
And even if he did, don't tell her.
Don't tell somebody that. Be creepy. Let's be sitting there sleeping. She's going to open her eyes to see Justin. Hey, you. Boop, boop. So yeah, he's just totally madly in love, which is weird because it's barely been a day. But them going to go meet the families. I was really hoping when he met with her family that they were going to have salmon. I'm like, please, let me hear her say salmon. Say the word.
You are so bad for that.
I'm wrong for that. But I was just like, if they did it, I'd been like, see?
I told y'all. But wait. Why would he sat down with her sisters and the mom? Why did he look like a grandma? He was dressed like a grandma, you know, the grandma's cardigan. Then all of a sudden they ask one question. He's like, well, let me take this off because it's getting a lot. I'm like, oh, Jesus Christ. Yo.
He's just extra.
A bit much. I will say, though, I like when she sat down with his people. I liked her honesty. I liked her responses and her honesty about past relationships. You know, just straightforward and telling it like it is. No, I wasn't ready. Because when she said that she'd been proposed to 3 times, they all were like, huh?
But yeah.
When they really should have been, well, what happened? Because she said, I said no each time. What's the reason? Well, the reason is because I wasn't ready. I was expecting this. These were my expectations. I've come to a better realization. And anybody who's grown up and has a real sense of self-reflection realizes they weren't ready for a lot of things when they were younger. And so right. I think it's great for her to know that, but then also to be able to say that and say it so honestly and just plainly, like, yeah, no, I just wasn't ready. That's all.
Well, I think you got to go a little bit more than I just wasn't ready. Because you got 3 proposals. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to dig a little bit deeper. You get, you know, engaged 1 time, didn't work out. What happened? You know, I was in my 20s. I just wasn't ready.
But she never got engaged. That's the whole thing. She was proposed to.
Okay, to get proposed to 3 times and say no 3 times to people you've been in relationships with. There's more to that story than just saying I wasn't ready.
She got that thigh out.
Because if you weren't ready for the first dude, if you weren't ready for the first dude that proposed, you said no. Not often you stay together after that.
Right.
Because that's kind of awkward. But he might have tried. That fades out. Take the time. She eventually meets someone else. They propose. And she says no. I'm like, there's a reason. So I probably would have dug deeper into that. But the thing that killed me was 2 things about her spending time with Justin's family. One, even Justin's mama said he can be a bit sensitive.
Yes.
So she's heard it from his friends and from his mom that Justin could be a little sensitive. So that's number one, is Mr. Sensitivity, a little Ralph Tresvant. But I learned
his
something.
His mom knew that once he finally gets it, it's over. He's going to be professing his love forever.
Yeah. Yeah. But I learned something. I didn't know that there was braided wigs.
Stop it.
That was a wig, right? But it's just braided?
She got it braided. She got her hair braided. That's actually...
From that morning to the time that they obviously had...
Well, she got her... Because when she sat down with them, she had the wig on when she sat down with the family, right? And then the next... When they were getting... After they got their... When they got their package, you know you're going on a honeymoon. And you know this, and a lot of black women going on vacation are going to get braids. Why? For the exact reason that she gave. Because like you said, I've got a natural fro. I don't want to have to, but it's hard to maintain. And I'm not going to do this. So she gets it braided. And you can tell when women are going on a vacation without even saying a word, because all of a sudden they get their hair braided like, vacation? Yep. Hey. When you're coming back through customs next time, right? Just look around. Just look around. And I will say, I like the fact that she had...
I still got a lot to learn about wigs and hair. I mean, but I'm getting better. I can start to identify. I'm like, that's a wig. So literally, I thought there was a braided wig that you could put on, like a Scully. You can put it on.
I'm sure they have them. It's just not going to work as well as the actual braids. But you can see that was her scalp. That was her. You know, because you could also see the outline of all her wigs. So therefore, you knew that wasn't the wig. That was actually her braids. Now, again, last week I was wrong on something. I don't think I'm wrong on this one. But it's...
That's it.
It is. Because you'll also see...
Thirsting for knowledge.
They'll do the braids, and they'll also do the faux locks as well. And you'll notice that a lot. More and more women are doing the faux locks when they're getting ready to go on vacation. And I know you don't like braids, but you had to like the braids way better than the wigs.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of the women I saw in Charleston that had braids, I was like, like I liked.
Change your mind.
So it's maybe it's not all braids. It just depends.
So change your mind, huh? Look, the jerk fest was a life changing event for you because you came back unjerked.
Yeah, I told my dad. I talked to him yesterday, and he said, "Hey, so how was the trip?" I said, "It was good. I mean, a lot of good food." And I'm like, "Man, he has some beautiful black women out there." He goes, "Yes, them Geechies."
Daddy knows.
He said, "They came here from the islands. Get you one of those." I just started laughing. He says, "Them Geechies."
Your daddy knows. You know, to say father knows best. Yes, he knows. That is hilarious.
What do you think of Justin at the deal talking about how hard he was when they woke up?
Yo, let me tell you something. First of all, I need them both to learn it's celibate, not sell-a-bent. The two of them sound like two jackasses. And honestly, he knew what it was at first, but she said sell-a-bent so much that he's like, he's so whipped, he followed her. So if she says salmon, he's going to say salmon too.
You want some salmon?
He's like, you're goddamn right I want some salmon. As a matter of fact, I want it with two L's. But first of all, he's sharing way too much information, right? Like, if I'm one of the other husbands, because they try to tell him, shut the fuck up. The wives are there. They don't want to hear it. They're like, and I'd be like, yo, watch how you talk around my wife, fool. I will knock your tall ass out. Shut the... Yeah. What is wrong with you?
I don't know, but that's just... I can tell there's going to be some problems, and I can't wait for the drama. Because it's going to be some stuff.
And he's going to cry when it happens.
Of course.
Finally, Morgan and Ben get their wedding. And apparently, I think I've figured it out.
Mm-hmm.
The experts gave Ben COVID so he would come out of his cheap ass ways. Because you notice the first thing he's like, you know, we're going to have... It's my fault we're going to have a shortened honeymoon, so we'll go wherever in the world that you want to go, and I'll pay for it no matter the cost. And then he actually sends her a note that says that, and I'm like, whoa!
Put it right.
The experts, you know what? We've got to give the experts a round of applause this time for that, because they did something that I probably would have never thought. I'd be like, you know, he's too cheap. They figured out how to make him uncheap, at least for once.
Well... I don't know. I have some concerns about this one already.
Uh-oh, what's up?
Just already got concerned about this group. Well, I think Morgan looked great.
Mm-hmm.
I liked Ben's tux. I mean, I thought he looked good. The whole mama's boy thing and the mama's boy comment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I was just, the look on Morgan's face when she heard that, I could tell there's a little like, And like, he even told his mom... If there's anything you don't like about her, let me know and we'll work on it.
Yeah. You know what? I didn't know how to feel about that. When he said that, I was like, is it a heel? I was kind of confused by that. Is he going to have her work on it? What is it that he meant? Because I kind of felt him in his concerns. Because after that, he said that when he kind of explained in the confessional, like, you know, my mom would nitpick on other women. And I get that, because my mom has done that in the past, nitpicking other women, right? But it's like, when you find your wife, though, it doesn't matter. It's like when my wife, the first time she's going to meet my mom, well, what if she doesn't like me? I'm like, doesn't care. She's not the one that's going to marry you. I am. You know? Mm-hmm. So to me, it feels like and I get it. You are a very, you know, you respect what your mom is saying, but she's not the one that's going to be living your life later. You have to live it.
Right.
And so that did kind of, now that you bring up that comment he made prior to, it really puts it even in more perspective and really makes it a lot more concerning. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, whatever she says. And then I thought after the wedding, I thought Ben's, what's it called? Vows?
Mm-hmm.
It was just weird. I just thought it was just kind of weird. But so they get married, they come down, out of all the Married at First Sights you've made me sit through and watch, this is the first time I've seen the woman open the champagne bottle. She had it. She's just like, yeah, I got this.
Yeah, well, she said she was a strong, independent woman. That's why she's...
Yeah.
I loved her vows and her reason. I walked down the aisle by myself because I don't think anybody has to give me to you. I am here to give myself to you. I liked her. And to your point about his vows, the reason it felt so strange, it's because it started off like traditional vows.
Yeah.
You know? And I think that's why it felt like all you did was recite some you looked at some regular vows. All right, let me use this. I'm going to change this, and this, and this, and there.
Change this word. Change this word.
I'm going to add here.
I'm going to add an S. It's not plagiarism.
Yeah, because he definitely plagiarized the traditional vows, but hers were better. Did you notice how awkward he seemed when they were back there and she's talking, and especially when she talked about the Muay Thai, and she's like, yeah, I could drop you right here and toss you around. And he's like, oh, me? Like, yeah, you.
Yeah. And he had this look in his face that he's not feeling her. That's what I was thinking. Or he's intimidated by her. But here's the thought. Okay, you meet a woman that does Muay Thai and all that. Like, why would you tell me, yeah, I could drop you right here? Like, why would you say that?
Well, that's because he asked about the style that it was, right? So she's like, is it wrestling? He said, no, there's no wrestling, but you can throw people. Like I can literally, like, I can grab you and throw you from here. And that's basically what she was doing was just describing it. I didn't think too much out of it. I thought it was just like, all right, well,
If a guy said that to a woman, you can't look at it that way, because
there's no, you can't say that to a woman, okay? What?
Just saying. I just thought it was an odd thing to say. But did you notice, like, when she said, well, do you like tattoos? He's like, I like tattoos. I'm like, okay, he's saying he likes tattoos, but he's staring at them like, I wonder how much that costs. Is she going to get any more?
Even though he did say, when I'm financially free, I'm going to get a leg sleeve.
Yes. And I was like, what kind of tattoo are you going to get when you're financially free?
A leg sleeve. Like, an entire leg sleeve.
Okay, but a entire leg sleeve does not cost a lifetime of income. And you do it in stages. You don't do it all at once.
That's what you think.
I'm just saying, you could do it all. I've not come across any of my friends that got a whole leg sleeve, entire leg, done in one sitting.
Yep.
My tattoo from here took an hour and a half. A whole leg? They're not going to sit there all day on doing that on you.
He's taking out a 30-year loan on his leg sleeve.
Yeah. As soon as I pay out my mortgage, I'm going to get that tattoo I've been wanting.
Oh, man. Look, I like the fact they showed, all right, for the rest of the season, here's what we have. Lots of ups, and then they showed the downs. Because you know what? And I'm glad they showed a lot of the good highlights first. Because I was like, okay, good. Maybe they fooled me for a second. Oh, they're going to be working on this season. You know, not really highlighting the drama. Oh, there it is.
Nope. I'm ready for the drama. You've dragged out four weddings.
Yeah.
I mean, 4 days of just trying to get to the honeymoon. Four episodes. Mm-hmm. If I do the math, how many hours? First two episodes are 3 hours each?
Well, first episode was 3 hours. Everyone after that has been 2 hours.
Okay. So still, too many hours.
Mm-hmm. 9 hours so far.
At this point. Yeah. For us to be at this point.
Yeah. But we're in Mexico. Morgan and Ben are going to join them soon. The problem is that I think mentally, and tell me if this happened to you, mentally, I'm already on the honeymoon with the first four couples, right? And now we got to go back. I'm like, oh man, we got to go through them sleeping for getting to the room for the first night. We got to go through them meeting the family the next day, then finding out where they're going. Oh. So I just want them to almost skip all of that shit. Even though they're not going to, because they still want to be able to give them that experience. But I wanted to just have them join the rest of the couples on the honeymoon, because mentally, that's where I am.
I just want them to hurry up and get to the drama, because all this stuff is great. I want to see some drama now.
It's coming. It's coming. Yeah. Well, don't forget, we'll be back here again next week with Episode 5 recap. And I think the drama's going to start pretty soon. Because I'm thinking It's going to start with Justin. I love the way they made the switch, and I think that's going to pop up. If it's not next week, it'll be week after when he says, I think I love you, because he almost said it this week.
Yeah.
So I wouldn't be surprised if that starts next week, and that's where the whole drama with them starts. So, hey, looking forward to the rest of the season, man. We got a long way to go and a short Bullshit. Time to get there. Hey, I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Root, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, send us some of your random thoughts or some of the bullshit you found on the internet. We'll talk about it on the regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.